Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Would you still got married?
I feel like you're supposed to answer that later. Truth be told, not to anybody else.
I would have waited.
I would have been like, maybe the problem is I would have still done it, but then I would have been more cautious. Like the first year. And I was like, hey, no, listen. The reason I'm being this strict is because I know
future Mikey came back and told me.
Trust me, listen to me.
Don't even get excited about this pregnancy because it's not going to work.
It's so fucked up.
It's not going to work. So.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we're good.
1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get into the mood? I tell them pump them keys while I keep up with your shoes. We got a real nice thing in the pattern of the groove. I can feel it flowing through. I see the sun so clear when you roll it down your back. As a matter of fact.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real-ish time.
Welcome all new and veteran listeners. We're glad you tuned in. And a special shout out to our A1 Day Ones, Chosen Family, Gang Gang.
Gang Gang.
Over on Patreon.
We love y'all.
Y'all some real ones. Thank you for your continued support and community. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to these episodes still.
Yeah, man. We still recording? Still alive?
Hey, y'all.
We still alive.
This
still alive.
Okay. Season's theme is...
What is it, wife?
Resolve.
Ooh, what does that mean?
We're resolved. To be in resolve.
Using the word to define the word is sick work, but I love you.
I can't remember why we chose this theme, but like we're here, okay? In life, in our bodies, with our souls. We are resolved to survive and to thrive and to stay married.
Nice.
Yeah. No?
Yes.
And in this episode, y'all, we're going to discuss things we're glad we didn't know before we got married. So this is a play on the last one of the last flashback episodes we published a few weeks ago. Things to do before you get married.
Go back and listen to that.
Yeah. That the flashback is still doing really well. Y'all really love the older episodes because I know it's been so long since we've all heard the episodes that got you here, okay? That episode was originally published June 3rd, 2018. It is still as good as it was back then.
The world was a different place, but you said 2018?
I did.
June 3rd, 2018.
And when it concerns this episode, in our first segment, we're going to discuss how gracious the universe is for not putting us on to all the things we could have known about before we got married.
Then later on, we're going to have our fight or flight where today
I'm confronting Mikey about
nothing.
Acting like
I am perfect.
That. Acting like treating me like a child.
Treating you like a child. What do you mean?
You will find out.
Okay.
Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment
where we're going to show you all something that we're proud of or share something that we're proud of with each other and express a little bit of gratitude because we have love to give.
Yeah, we miss y'all. We're on the sofa. We have our microphone.
Tis a vibe.
We are hungry and
tired. that last we was just an I.
Our kid is in kindergarten.
She is.
And yeah, we had drop off and it was a day.
We got a whole student, man. We made it though. She made it on time. That's all that matters.
She did. Literally.
Yeah.
Within a minute. But that went on us.
No. Okay. Other kids will get kicked out for attendance way before our kid gets kicked out.
She will not get kicked out for attendance, man.
I said other kids way before. No, it's fine.
All right, y'all.
We hope you enjoy.
Backstory. We've been doing flashback episodes, which have been received well. And it got us thinking that some episodes could use a refresher.
Yes.
Plus, we haven't done an episode together with just us since this again. We did do our interview. Mm-hmm. But again, that wasn't just us. And we know that this particular topic in particular would be fun.
I also think that I love that you brought up the idea because we have new eyes. And our voices now on older topics would sound completely different than some of the stuff we were talking about, obviously, from 7 years ago, 6 years ago. So, yes, I look forward to a couple more of these, but this one is going to be fun. Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yeah. Mikey, please start us off. What is one? What is your first thing?
My first thing is there is no such thing as a perfect partner.
Okay.
I'm happy that I didn't know that at first. Because it actually serves as like the core of a lot of my problems for this relationship. I was so stressed about trying to perform a certain way. And like, there's some good and some bad to it. Like, I took this very serious, which I think you should when you like get into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And in my attempts to try to be the perfect man or like just a good husband in general, I discovered a lot about myself that is good. And I discovered a lot about myself that's like really, really problematic. And so I think if I walked into it already knowing that, I wouldn't have had that same energy.
What?
And so I'm glad that I didn't actually know at the beginning
that you weren't perfect. Or that there is no such thing.
There's no such thing as perfection.
But why are you glad that you didn't know that? That wasn't clear to me. I really want to understand why that's
shouldn't
have. Why is it a good thing?
Because I'm glad I did all of the work that I did to find out what I know now.
Like,
I'm absolutely glad. I was like, hey, look, you idiot. Here's why you needed to kind of go through that to understand this. It's not about being perfect to her or to some idea of what you think she might want. Like, just chill the fuck out. Like, you actually just need to be what she needs you to be. And she actually don't need you to be perfect. She needs you to be present. She needs you in this moment to shut up and listen. She needs you in this moment to calm the fuck down because you're a little...
To be kind.
You're a little strict. You're a little too serious right now because like of all your panicky ways because you're not trying to like mess up. So I didn't walk into it lackadaisical or like, it's going to be just fine. I kind of walked into it a little high strung, which I think worked out.
Eventually. Because you stopped being high strung.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to sit in the car and be like, I ain't going in.
Randy, you say that a lot.
I did.
You share that a lot.
The first year.
I think that's a regular marriage thing, which probably is something that everybody need to know or should just be aware of. Like,
we too sit in the car and be like, I refuse. The moment I step in here is going to be some shit. So let me sit here.
The young nigga definitely took the long way home a couple of times.
Stuck in traffic on purpose.
On purpose? I don't know if anybody ever noticed that I be good in traffic. I'm perfectly fine in traffic.
You're
I have
not
my playlist.
Perfectly fine.
No, I be fine. I'm talking about in bumper to bumper. I'm good. As long as I got my music, I be fine. I'm straight with traffic.
Babe, when we do traffic, you be like,
when there's
all this
you're
traffic
not listening.
Oh, the stop and
me,
go.
When I'm in traffic solo by myself, it's not a problem at
so
all.
So why does it shift when we're all in the car?
Because at that point, I'm like, I try to hurry up and get my family home. But in the earlier days, it was, I can get home.
So some of your high strong ways are still.
Not high strung, no. Just some of my, sometimes.
Panicky?
Just energy wise. I'm like, look, man.
What do you call that energy?
Fun. This ain't ideal. I call it panicky.
You just said.
I call that panicky, yeah. In those moments, yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you.
All right, what about you? What's one thing that you are glad you didn't know before we got married?
I'm glad that I didn't know that none of our plans matter. Because we had plans. And like
lots of plans, big plans.
The only plan that has worked out is that we're still married.
Boom. So we did something successfully.
But that is the only, we had plans.
That's not the only
by
plan.
By this point, we were supposed to have 3 kids.
We did.
Living.
Oh, we didn't specify.
We're supposed to have 3 living kids, mm-hmm. A house.
We do.
A dog.
We do.
We do not have a house, Mike.
It's not in our name.
Paul.
But there's one out there.
Okay.
So wait, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
A house. Stop doing that.
What?
Like, yeah, I hate when you do that.
Do what?
That face that you do.
You hate my face?
No, I hate this specific face that you do.
Go ahead.
When your feelings are hurt. I'm
my
not trying
feelings
to
are hurt. Continue.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get my point out that
and
I forgot.
I'm going to stop trying to play with you and talk with you so you can get your point out.
All I'm saying is none of our plans matter. For instance, like the plan with this episode, we have been going, like, you see, like, things are thinking, you know, and I'm happy that I didn't know that before we got married, because if I didn't know that before we got married, I would have had an anxiety attack that killed me.
Oh.
Because I thought, as long as I have structure, you know, I am a good girl, things are going to go my way. And like, similar to you with your first one, I was very focused on these plans and on myself in certain ways, just for it all to go to shit anyway. So if I had known, hey, nothing you do matters, life is going to life, it's going to not be anything like how you envision, which is not a bad thing.
It's not.
Entirely. There have been some tragedy, lots of tragedy and grief, but also a superior amount of joy.
Yeah.
And peace and fun and love.
It's been a lot of fun. A lot of love.
But I think that my plans, no. I know that my plans were too small. Mm. But if I had known that my plans were too small before we got married, I would have panicked. I would have been like,
your plans were too small? Was it too small, or did we not think them out?
No,
properly?
They were small.
Because I don't think that it's small to want to have three kids or want to have a house, like, you know?
No, I think what was small about that was, like, I didn't, what was small about that was that I wasn't really, I was fine with it being a bit boring, you know, linear is what I mean.
Got it.
I was thinking very linear, but if I had, if it had happened the way I thought it would, we wouldn't have the podcast. We wouldn't know the people
that we know now,
that are our chosen family and friends. We probably wouldn't have the Drew we have.
No.
You know, like on some other timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean. Like, I was thinking, I didn't account for plot twists and spontaneity and grief.
I love
and
the way you say spontaneity.
The things that you, did I say it wrong?
It's how you pronounce it.
Oh.
You just pronounce
like
every
woman.
Letter. Yeah. Like woman.
Everybody, okay, first of all, that's how it's spelled. Okay. So there's that. So that's what I mean. Like, I think I was thinking small. And if I had known that I was thinking small, I would have panicked. Like, what do you want from me, God? How do I think bigger?
Oh.
I would have been like Jim Carrey and Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
And God would have been like, well, fine, here you go. And then everybody would be on fire. And Jennifer Aniston would leave me.
I love you. She came back.
But she would stay gone.
I love you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. What's your number two?
I think mine kind of comes off of what you said or something similar. I'm happy that I didn't know how hard marriage could truly be before we got into this. I think the level of, you can tell me if I'm pronouncing this right, naivete.
Don't
I've heard it pronounced naivete.
Don't ask me. I'm from the west side. You say
naivety.
That's how you say it.
Regular Atlanta shit. Yeah, that naivety I was showing. I think I had a healthy dose, maybe more
of naivete.
Of naivety. Yeah, for
that's 100%. Not how you say
that's it's called
that
naivety
word.
Now. Because if you truly factor in, right, everything, if knowing what I know now, being able to look back, if you factor in the loss, the grief, the money problems, the fucking pandemics, multiple that we had experienced, wars,
that we're still in,
family dynamic,
genocide,
changes, the children, all of that.
That people are just like,
all of that,
we're just going to bypass.
We're not bypassing it. It's actively happening.
We're just going to act like it isn't happening because... Don't
but I'm talking
started.
About is the things that specifically affected our marriage. If I had known all of those things would touch us in the way that they did, to the degree that they did, I think
we
I would have been panicky. No, I still would have.
Would you still got married?
I feel like you're supposed to answer that later. Truth be told, not to anybody else.
I would have waited.
I would have been like, maybe the problem is I would have still done it, but then I would have been more cautious. Like the first year. And I was like, hey, no, listen. The reason I'm being this strict is
because
I know
future Mikey came back
foresight,
and told
trust me, listen to me.
Don't even get excited about this pregnancy because it's not going to work.
It's so fucked up.
It's not going to work. So,
you know what? I started rewatching Game of Thrones. And if anybody's ever watched Game of Thrones, you know, Dany, she had sight.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that she was meant to be, she was the mother of dragons. I know I'm going to be queen one day, all of these things. I know I'm going to conquer and get my home back, like all these things. And that set her on the course it set her on.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel however you feel about the ending. However,
the ending sucked. And
however,
the writers
everything
played
she
her.
Did within her storyline makes perfect sense for the person that she had let it be known she was from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had known now what I knew back then, I would have fucked up much worse. Like, I didn't need to know the degree. It was more so in the beginning, it was like, hey, y'all are going to go through things and y'all can go through it together. And ever since then, I just adopted that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fine, that's my partner. We're going to lock in. Whenever, whatever we do, we go through it together. And we've done that since day one. Mm-hmm. But if it was instead, hey, you about to have this specific experience, I'd have done all I could to try to like prevent it. Probably fuck shit up worse.
Not even just specific experience. I didn't think this type of stuff we have endured and experienced, mm-hmm. like the grief and the pandemic. Like, I didn't think that stuff would happen to us. It seemed like something that happened to other people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so
that's just a movie shit. Yeah. Like, look, we both just waved in the distance at the same time. That happens over there.
Yeah.
Around the corner.
On TV shows and reality shows.
But then you go through things, right? And you learn, oh, this happened to your teacher. This happened uh-huh. to your mama. Your dad went through the exact same thing. Your brother, your sister. And no one said a damn thing.
No, they just was like, I don't even know what the fuck they were thinking why nobody told us this.
Yeah, the degree of difficulty, like, I'm glad I didn't know. It's like starting a video game. We're all happy right now. I'm just collecting potions. I don't know what's about to come later. I'm just getting things together.
Seven ogres or trolls. What Hogwarts be done?
Like, then you pop up and you get jumped by a whole bunch of things. And then you win the fight and you be like, that was... excessive.
Or It Takes Two. We're playing It Takes Two.
We are playing It Takes Two.
And that game is hard.
You're trying your best.
I am, but it's hard. But anyway, yes.
Thanks, babe. No problem.
Was that all you had?
Yeah.
All right. My second thing is The Mountain really is you.
Mm.
And I'm happy that I didn't know that beforehand. So The Mountain is You is a book by Brianna Weist, or what, I pray to God I'm not saying her name wrong, but I am rereading it, and it's about basically how we're the things that are in our own way, and it focuses a lot on self-sabotage and why we do it. And so I realized that if I had known that I would, like, The Mountain is Me when we first got married.
What do you mean by that?
Like, The Mountain is You is like you're the person that's, at the end of the day, life happens, yes, and it's not your fault that certain things happen. However, you are the common denominator in all things. And so there's always something you can be accountable for. And it's always important for you to take responsibility over your life.
I did find a quick summary.
Oh, of the book?
Of the book.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
So The Mountain is You is a transformative book that delves into the concept of self-sabotage and offers practical guidance on how to overcome it for anybody.
I am rereading this book because I'm learning more about annotations and like how to take better notes so that I can retain more information and things.
How to be a bigger nerd. It's adorable.
Thank you. I just got tabs from Amazon. Anyway, so I realized that if I had known before we got married that my life is my responsibility.
Randy, y'all about through this mic. Not at her, but just down. What'd you mean if you knew that your life was yours?
I had known. I didn't, Mike, I really hadn't. When we got married, I was a completely different person.
Yes.
I didn't know what boundaries were. I literally did not know what boundaries were. I literally did not know.
Baby.
I didn't know that.
All right, I think that, Mike. Hear me out. You were definitely learning how to reset them with this new person that you got married to, because we're in a different space. We're not a long distance couple. You don't have your family at a distance with 800 miles between y'all and nothing like that anymore.
Like,
they look different now, but you're not somebody who don't know what boundaries are.
No, I did not know what boundaries are, Mike. I didn't. And I didn't know how to enforce them. I wasn't confident in myself. I wasn't acting like I had autonomy over my life. And that's what I mean by taking responsibility. I didn't realize that I had choices. And I think that if I had found that out before we got married, that there was so many of the things I was blaming in past experiences. Like, for instance, you haven't watched it, but it's such a good show. Unprisoned. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's featuring Kerry Washington. It's her show from her company.
Oh, with Samuel Jackson? No. Somebody's her dad.
Yes, not him. But I know you're talking about.
It's a black male actor. I'm trying to.
That we all love. I cannot remember his name at the
time. Come on, son. You said unprisoned? Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a scene where she's with her son and he's like, so you blame grandpa for everything. Everything that's wrong with you is grandpa's fault, her dad.
Okay.
And she goes,
oh, it's Delroy.
Uh-huh. And she goes, yes. And she goes, yeah, everything that's wrong with me. He's like, so that means all my problems are your fault. And she's sitting there like, fuck. Mm. And she's a therapist in the show. It's very good. But anyway, watching that is like, she's having these come to Jesus moments about my life's my responsibility. Yes, my dad fucked up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
but we are all grown now, and I have this child now, and what am I going to do? Because if I keep blaming my dad, and if I keep blaming everybody else, the molestations, all this stuff, these things happen to me, and they have impacted me, and the responsibility I have is to heal from that. It's not my fault, but it's my responsibility. So what does that mean? That means you have to do X, Y, and Z. And if I had known all the things I would have to do to get to the peace I have now, I would have...
Please finish this sentence.
I would have burrowed.
Wow.
I would have hid deep, deep avoidance. Like, I would have postponed the fuck out of all of it.
Sounds like you're also thankful for the naivety.
Yeah. Y'all, imagine my surprise when I realized my magic mind order was here. Okay, to be fair, your girl has been out of commission. I gotta get my wisdom teeth removed. It's a whole thing. But yes, I did quickly get out of my pajamas and run downstairs to get my box of 15. Okay, this is my second round because I'm on the subscription. And I was so excited. Even Mikey was like, let me get a hit. And I let him have some, even though I really shouldn't, because he always be talking about me. But anyway, included in Magic Mind, as y'all know, is lion's mane mushroom, which is really good for cognitive like health and memory, matcha for energy, and also ashwagandha and other little fun things like turmeric, sea salt, you know, all the healthy things from the earth that are good for you that we don't tend to always eat or turn to because for whatever reason. But Magic Mind is really big on how they source their ingredients. They only use the best suppliers, and they require rigorous testing of every ingredient, y'all. And it does feel and taste really clean, okay? And if you would like to understand or see what the certificates of analysis are for the ingredients, they are able to send them to anybody who requests them if you email hello@magicmind.com, okay? So you can subscribe and get 40% off your subscription. This is only available for the first 10 orders, okay, y'all? So get in where you fit in, okay? You can use my code RANDYPD40 at magicmind.com/RANDYPD40 to, again, get 40% off your subscription. Remember, this is only available for the first 10 orders. I hope that y'all get in and get it because I love this stuff and it's healthy, okay? So grab you a Magic Mind. Peace. But yeah, and there's a lot of grief that comes with that. It's like, oh, a lot of the things I've experienced, I didn't really have to. I was just too scared to say something, do something, move
that
something.
Part, I understand what you meant. Yeah.
So the mountain really is you. Like, a lot of the things you are sabotaging in some way for valid reasons, but you got to get it together.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes time. And if I also would have known that it took that much time, because it's taking time, then I would have also panicked because I would have thought it takes too long. I'm going to miss something. And it's not true. It's going to take what it takes.
I get it. And this is something I also just learned about you over time as well. And, you know, it started to paint a more complete picture of you, because there would be times, and we've talked about this, where I'm like genuinely confused and shocked by your perspective on something or your response to something, because that's not at all what you've shown me before. Then we find out, oh, you was lying before.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you've never said anything about this before, or you didn't feel confident in you or who you are to be able to say, actually, I don't like that. Or, you know what? I do like this thing. I'm like, since when? Like, just like, and so I could see that. I could. Learning how to take responsibility or look at something from a different perspective in like adulthood, and really just like, okay, like when I was younger, I had to take things on when I was young, and I had time and practice to be like, okay, like this, look at why this is your fault, and examine where you fall in line with this thing. And so with time and practice, it becomes more.
Well, no,
like
I was able
second
to,
nature. Oh, I'm sorry.
What I was saying was I hear what you're saying. I definitely internalized. So I always thought the problem was me, but not in any way that mattered.
No. What I'm saying is when something happens, I don't say the problem is me. It's all right. So where do I fall in this? Like, where do I fall in within this picture? Not, oh, something is wrong with me. And it's all, I'm like, no, it's like, hey, let's look at the whole thing. Let's not go to just blaming. Let's like, all right, what could be the thing? And then when you examine it from all angles, role you played, role everyone else played, like, what does that mean? And what can you take on? And what should you take on is something that you shouldn't do again? Like, that's how it's like looked at versus be like, oh, I'm like the worst and this is all my fault. And then like later having to examine, oh shit, nah, it was like you did some stuff, but then now I'm only blaming you. And then it's like, wait, no, that's not right either. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the truth here? And then like being able to like go back and forth and like, again, dive and examine, it takes time. Mm-hmm. And I see you taking the time, you've taken the time to just kind of like break those things down. And yeah, I could see how maybe 10 years ago, Randy would have not wanted to do this shit.
No. I would have been like, actually, I'm fine with shacking up.
With what?
I'm fine with shacking up.
You think I would have been shacked up with you this whole time?
You wouldn't?
No.
Why not?
Marriage was important to me.
Oh, yeah.
All of it.
I forgot.
The tradition of marriage mattered. Because I could have shacked up with hoes like instead.
Yeah, but I would have been a special hoe.
You would have been. You would have been my number one.
Your which you did not want one? To be.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, no, that was the wrong answer.
If we're shacking up, it wouldn't be exclusive.
You think you would have been my only?
We're living together.
Do you know what shacking up in this day and age looks like?
I'm not talking about this day and age. No, 10 years ago.
That's what we would have been a part of, is what that looks like. What? You think that we would have been a, no, girl, what you talking about?
Fine.
I mean, if I would have got you pregnant, then mate, no.
Because I wasn't getting pregnant unless I was married.
Exactly. And there we go.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Consequences of our actions.
You probably would have been one of those just don't bring nothing home.
That is not.
Times have to okay. Don't get that girl.
Mikey. Okay. And we are going to. What is your.
Off the rails.
What is your third thing?
My third thing. I am happy that I did not know before I got married how rewarding fatherhood really is.
Okay. Or why? Because you would have kept trying to have kids?
No.
Why are you happy that you didn't know?
No, I think because I undersold it in my head. The view I had or the perspective I had of fatherhood was off. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to do better than my dad. And that was such a small,
thinking small. You see what I'm saying?
It's obviously, I know that wasn't my only motivation, right? That wasn't the only thing, but it was absolutely prevalent in my thought process because like, I want to be a good father. I mm-hmm. want to be the father I didn't have. That is one tiny like grain of sand on the beach that is my attitude towards fatherhood now. Like it's I could care less.
Well, what's the benefit of you not knowing that then?
Because again, you have such a small scope, and then like the world opens up to you. Like you think that the universe is one thing, and then you find out that actually it's billions of stars, and like it's a lot more than what mm-hmm. you thought. And I think that walking into it with that naivety and then being exposed to like, hey, here's the truth. This person is going to shatter match
everything.
This person is gonna throw off your perception of reality. It you're gonna realize it ain't have nothing to do with what you did before. It's not just showing up. It's not just showing up in the ways that you didn't get shown up for. It's doing shit that you never even consider. It's, hey, your child might end up having a seizure and you gotta like run home and like be a part of like family stuff. It's gonna mean changing all the diapers in the world. It's going to mean bathing, doing all like being there for like the small things. Like I didn't realize, because you're not thinking about it when you're a kid, how much stuff my dad was not there for.
The mundane tasks.
Yes. It's the little things. But those little things are so big.
The getting back in bed, the don't get out of bed again, the okay, yes, you can all stay up then. Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, wait, I'm a father. I'm a whole dad out here. You fear me a little bit. And you coming out here whispering, Dad, I'm sorry, I know I'm not supposed to be here. But
I can't sleep.
My light.
And can I sit with you?
Can I sit with you?
For 10 minutes?
And then I could be the dad that's like, yes, you can come sit with me. Like, I get to do that. Or I could be the one that's, you know, hard ass.
We not doing this tonight.
No, just not. It's not. Like, I'm like, it's the small thing. And I did not see any of these things. I didn't see none of this stuff. I it was so small. I didn't have an idea of who Drew was going to even be.
Yeah, she's.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought I was. Oh, I'm going to have this. Cute, like, I know I'm going to have a cute baby, and she'll be really smart. I'm wrong. She's ridiculous.
Yeah,
she's so many things. And
yes,
like,
yes,
I don't know.
She's otherworldly.
I'm glad that I just thought small. I'm glad I thought small and like was able to just see like fatherhood is so much bigger and it's a much bigger thing than what you let it up to be. And I knew that being a father was going to be impactful, but like, I didn't know that it was going to be like
this.
So
you're happy that you didn't know this, because now that you do know it, you're able to experience the full
in a completely different way. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I knew I was going to be the dad that like goes to sporting events, but I found out I'm going to be the dad that's like
at the birthday party.
I'm the dad that like,
yeah,
I'm that nigga. And I'm just excited.
And she expects it. So you're going to be here, right?
And she expects it. And she's not wrong to.
Yeah.
So she asked me, we went to a baseball game the other day. My little sister plays softball for her school. And she asked me, and I was like, Drew, as soon as you're in this grade, you'll be able to like join a team if that's really what you want to do. She was like, will you come to my game to cheer me on? I was like, girl.
Yes.
The fuck? What you talking about? I was like, Drew, I'm coming with face paint. I'm going to embarrass you in a good way.
Face paint?
Yeah. Like I'm
for them little games?
Yes.
The little ones?
I'm painting half my face the color of her school, and I'm getting shirts made.
I love you. That's what we're doing then.
We don't, because we didn't embarrass my little sister, you know, we didn't embarrass her, but she do be like, but at, like when we pull up as a family, her friends, teammates, they be like, oh, it's they go her family.
She'll be happy. Yeah. She'll appreciate it.
And the stand be too
it.
Quiet. Me and Therese had it a bit rocket. Like, it was like, y'all need to wake up. What we doing? Let's start some chants. These girls need energy and it's y'all not, we're not getting it from either side. So yeah, no. I love it. I genuinely do. I just, no vision.
Yeah,
you had an idea, but you know, no true vision as to what it is. Your perspective was small. Your thinking was small. Fatherhood isn't just about trying to be better than your last dad. Father. It's about really being there for this person who needs you, and she need me.
Yeah,
she liked me.
She did.
She fucked me,
and she missed you.
She did.
Mike, we were all in New York, but me and her came back home early, and Mike came back after us, and she was good. And then he came home.
She hugged the shit out of me.
Yes.
I was like, not you
missed
me.
She did.
Not you. She really, really missed me. I'm about to leave again.
No, you're not.
I got to take a break. Yes, I need to create some distance. Absent makes the heart yonder.
Did you say absent? The poison?
What is it?
Is that? I'm teasing you.
Did you say absinthe?
It sounded like that's what you said.
My lip got stuck.
But that's a poison.
Okay. Absence. No, absinthe is alcohol.
Is it?
Yes. The fuck going on with you? All right, it's cool. Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
That's my thing. What about you?
Okay, so my fourth thing is, right? Am I right? My third thing is, Lord Jesus.
You got this.
Okay.
Just now say the thing.
My third thing is, these babies do what they want. As you all know, and you especially, Mike, it was ingrained in me to never get pregnant in high school. And
yes,
it was ingrained in me that pregnancy in general was super, super, super easy to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you had sex, you would
get pregnant. Kissing leads to pregnancy.
Pre-cum can get you pregnant. Like, it was just ingrained because my parents were teenage parents, like young teenage parents, 15 teenage parents. And by the time my baby brother was born, that's an asterisk on it. My mom was 22 and my dad was 25. So this means that they essentially spent their entire lives in childhood as parents. And so they...
Those big teenage years.
Yes,
too.
Those important years. And so it was really ingrained in us that we could get pregnant and that we need to not have sex or not to have sex irresponsibly unless we were absolutely positively ready.
Ready.
So when we were absolutely positively ready, I was like, oh, this is going to be
light
easy.
Work. Yeah.
Like, let's just do it.
Then real life...
And I was like, wait, this shit is fucking hard. And I don't understand. You can only get pregnant a week out of the month. And it's not even really a week. It's like 3 days.
The ovulation cycle.
And if you aren't happy or calm.
Your mood affects it. That's the thing. So it's different stuff for different people. Because some people can get pregnant super easily. And then some people,
when they're 15,
really difficult.
They absolutely can. You realize the older you get, the harder it is. But nobody told me that. And also nobody had the knowledge to tell me that.
Yeah,
because
they didn't
these
have that
motherfuckers
experience.
Got pregnant when they was 15.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. So I'm here at my big age of 24. What are we
Girl,
trying to have a first baby?
Oh, I'm about to. Why are you lying to these people about your age?
No, I'm not currently 24.
Like,
but the first time we tried to get pregnant.
The first time we tried to get pregnant,
I was
you were 24.
Right?
23. You were 23.
No, when did we get married? 2016.
2016.
I was 24 when we got married.
I was 25.
And so we decided to try to have a child at 2018.
Yes.
So I was 26. Yes. Right before my Saturn return, red flag. Should not have done that. But I thought that I would just have sex unprotected. Well, we were already doing that. Without birth control.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
just moving the shields.
And it would happen. But it did not happen, essentially. And then when it did happen, finally, we lost that baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Dreeby.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Noble.
Mm-hmm.
And lost that baby. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? So these babies, like, they do what they want. It is not in our control. And if I had known that before we got married, I really would not have been well. And I think that that is why it is hard. It is hard when you're in it. You're just like, God, why are you leaving me like this? Why are you testing me like this? Why didn't I know this before so I could handle this grief better? But yeah. I recognize that if I had known this before, I would not have tried.
Yeah, no, life is it's for a living. We're supposed to go through this as much as it sucks. It's these are experiences that we're meant to fully dive into. And so you have a completely different perspective that you're going to end up sharing with your daughter. Yeah. You're not about to have a whole conversation of having sex right now will immediately get you pregnant. Don't do it. It's that's not how we're framing this.
Yes.
It's also not going to be like, hey, it's guaranteed that once you're 30, then you'll be able to have kids and you'll be ready. That's not how any of this works. I think I did the math too. My mom had her first child at 20.
Mm.
I think it, she had that, or it may have been 19, and then we're all like 5 years apart. Mm-hmm. And she has a different experience with each of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And who your partner is a really big deal. Well, also when you go through these things,
you
right?
You all aren't 5 years apart. You and Malaya are like 20.
Oh no, there's a 15 year gap after that. That's just, that was just poor planning and thinking.
Her mom started all the way over.
Because she probably thought, hey, nobody gets pregnant. No, she didn't.
She absolutely wanted Malaya.
My mom is the fucking nurse. Yeah, you know. No, Malaya was on purpose. That baby was not a mistake. And so this is what happens, right? Like, and again, maybe for her, it didn't take her much for her to get pregnant, right? And different people, different experiences. But like, for us, it was difficult. We had my grandmother celebrated her 80th birthday recently.
Yep.
And it was beautiful.
It was.
Being there. And there was a woman that was there, and she saw us with our daughter, and she was like, this girl is so beautiful. Ooh. How many kids do y'all have?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, just the her one. Niece. And they were disappointed.
Yeah.
He was like, you don't want any more? You're not going to try for it?
At this moment, we always bring up Noble.
I was like, all right,
let's
do
it. Because we're not about to act like.
I was like, no, we had a son.
Yeah. He didn't make it. And then everybody does the thing.
Yep.
And which is fine. But then like.
You need to hear this response. Yeah. From
it. Like, we tried, nigga.
Multiple
Sorry.
Times.
Excuse me.
Ho. But like, just really.
Oh, no.
She ain't going to hear this. I don't know that one. But like, you know, like, it wasn't necessary. But it's what happened.
Yeah.
It's what happened. And I don't know. I hear you and I get it. I don't know. Maybe we would have tried to do more to just make it work. We'd be trying
to
force
tried to, yes.
squares into round holes all the damn time.
We don't know when to quit.
We don't.
So we're just not going to tell you. I feel like God and the universe treats us like how we treat Drew. We're going to wait until mm-hmm. we get there or until the day of
yeah.
to tell you where we're going. Because if we tell mm-hmm. you 3 weeks in advance.
Which we did at one point, which was so stupid.
You're going to bring it up every fucking day.
We're going on a vacation, Drew, in
every
3 weeks.
Fucking
we going on vacation night. Tomorrow? Nigga.
Is it 3 weeks? Or how? Is it almost three weeks?
Now we got to put
Why
a day countdown
go,
on the wall.
Right. Now we got to show you. And now are you sure that you changed the time? And the
now
day?
You just announcing stuff to everybody. We're leaving town and leaving our home abandoned.
For 20
days. Sound like Helga announcing the fight in Hey Arnold.
2 weeks, 32 seconds till you die.
Like just. And so now, last minute. Hey, Drew, vacation tomorrow. We going to New York. What's up?
What?
Yep. As soon as you get out of school. Okay. But yeah. No, you're right.
That's mine. All right, Mike, your last one. What is the fourth thing?
This is going to sound weird, but y'all just follow me for a second. The fourth thing I'm glad I did not know before I got married was that homeownership is stupid.
Yeah.
I am the son of an immigrant. Two immigrants, by the way. One of them just got sent back. Because he tried to also live the American dream, which was, you know, you get money, you could do
money,
things.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Money
there's multiple
ain't a thing.
American dreams, right? And I'm going to take this moment right now just because I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but I've heard so many stories that I actually have to put this out there. I don't frame it this way normally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But Pops was lit. All right. He did his thing in certain aspects, in certain respects. I'm going to give like he did the big thing for a while. But I fell into the trap that a lot of people fall into when they first come to this country, because I was raised by people who thought like this, like white picket fence, get you a home, get you a job, security, all that. You'll be able to have your home if you just work really hard
and never sleep or love.
And y'all, I took that to heart. And there's certain parts of me that is never going to change. I'm a hard worker. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been conditioned to do so. And I'm always going to take care, which I do. And mm-hmm. I always will. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean that it's going to result in the thing that you worked for. We done went through first time home buyer programs multiple times, multiple iterations after being told one thing just to find out some shit just ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the housing market to crash. Just for shit to get really expensive. Just for us to.
Just for the country to elect a reality star.
Barriers and blockers that we just were never gonna be prepared for.
Mm-mm.
There were houses we were looking at. It was a low 300s. We're going through the process. That motherfucker shot up to the mid fours.
Plus tax and property tax.
I was. It's like.
And because you're on this side of the street with your bracket, your tax bracket.
If I'd known then, I'm telling you, Randy. I'm telling you. And you would have just, I would have had to just get your forgiveness for it later. I would have been selling drugs. Like, honestly, I just would have.
Oh, no.
Because there is no way that you could just really just be in this country and just do right.
Be legit.
And that just be it. I know people right now making well over $400,000. How are they doing, as you ask? By working three jobs at the exact same time and telling no job about the other job. Is this legal, Randy?
Do we have to tell jobs about the other job?
You're supposed to disclose that.
Why?
Because you're technically working two jobs at the same time period.
So?
It's different. I work one job, then go to another job. These people are working three jobs from 9 to 5 at the same time.
Well, I mean, if you lower mm-hmm. rent and mm-hmm. stop, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. minimum wage wasn't still $7.25. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Then maybe
and
I would tell you.
If there wasn't a small window where you have the highest earning potential, then yes. But people are trying to maximize what they can in a short time because they know when they get a certain age or when someone else can be hired for cheaper to come in and take their job, they're going to be replaced with ease mm-hmm. because this country was designed this way. So ultimately, I put a lot of stock in. I'm gonna be a homeowner one day. Like I wanna own a home and big land.
Mm-hmm.
And that dream hasn't died. It's still gonna happen. But it's not gonna happen in the way that I thought it was.
No, it's not.
At all. It's not, everything's just not linear.
No, and if it's not.
You aren't
flexible.
Flexible, thank you. If you're not flexible, then you're gonna break. And there were some times where I broke. Because I'm like, wait, no, you told me to do this. You mm-hmm. said do this. And then I would get You the said, things. Do this for 6 months and then get this and then you'll have this. And so I did this for 6 months
mm-hmm.
and I did not get shit. And then you said, do this thing now.
And then you said, make it work.
I can't express to you how.
Make it enough.
I add a little bit of context here because we talked about this in a previous episode with a little bit of the NACA experience.
Foolishness.
But after we were told, hey, good job on saving up the money that you were supposed to save up, but you have to do it again for another 6 months.
Another $10,000.
Any logical response would have been, okay, well then this isn't for me right now. Or you know what?
That's how I was feeling.
Right? Hey, listen, I'm not.
I'm going to be quiet.
I said, okay. I sat with my thoughts and my feelings and I was like, you know what? All right, Rand, here's how we can do this again for 6 months. Y'all, Randy looked at me.
Disgusted.
It wasn't disgust. It was like, I wouldn't even say disappointment. It's just you looked at me like.
I was deflated.
He was like, shut the fuck up. Like, I was like, you looked at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You know
what
you sounded like? You sounded like Bandit and Bluey when they were trying to sell the house at first. And everybody's like,
to see this episode
oh, you need to. Yeah, I have to. You have, Mikey, that's exactly how you were. He's like, this would be better for our family. I just want girls to have a good life. And everybody's just like, and Bluey's like, well, what if we have a bad life after this decision? And I'm just trying to get.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Based on my current earning potential, I can absolutely do this again during this time. And great, this just means I have $50,000 now in order for us to put and take care of in case we have any problems when it's time for like moving and whatever might
but
come up.
But guess what? Your wife has died. You're a widow because you did not read the room. And
that lasted all of 20 minutes.
That lasted drive, 20 minutes.
The drive home was when it settled in. This is not happening. No, the drive home from
why
that
didn't
building,
you tell me that?
Because I'm still trying to figure out how to make it work.
Mikey, you made
Baby,
us wait.
I have accepted that what? It's not happening. And I'm still like, wait, it can still happen. No,
Mikey, why didn't you
disclose?
Well,
when it took like 2 weeks? It took two weeks later, we had a conversation. It was like, yeah, no, let's start looking for a place.
No, that wasn't 2 weeks.
It was less. Whatever.
No, it wasn't.
We could look at the calendar, but yes. It didn't take long afterwards.
Mikey, was months. I had to tell you we couldn't stay. And you were like, well, if we wait till February. And I was like, no, I'm going to find it's on my calendar. I'm going to get these dates. Keep going. No. So if you had known this.
If I had known what this process would look like, I would have worked on and really understood like, all right, one, it's time for you to really dive into that. Into being more flexible. A lot of my stuff really just, I needed to learn that I wasn't flexible. I'm not, it's not a bad thing.
You're steadfast, but you don't know when
which
to
is
quit.
Beneficial in certain ways, but it's detrimental in other ways. And I have been exposed to all of the ways that is detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
And this hasn't made me question all of myself, but it has made me question my approach with certain things. Is right now the time to be steadfast or is right now the time to be flexible?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to think about that before you walk into it, instead of saying with everything, be steadfast. That's not how this works. And again, at that point, I knew right now ain't the time to be like, nah, babe, 6 more months. No, actually, let's go ahead and be rigid in this space. Time to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Let's figure out how to like do this because.
And you're happy you didn't know that home ownership is stupid. Mm-hmm. Because if you did know.
I would have found another way to be rigid. for me differently. Yeah. Like, no, you need to be exposed to the parts of yourself that you just aren't aware of.
Right.
And what a lot of this marriage has shown me in the time that we've been together is like, here's how unaware of yourself you are. It's great that you know yourself in this way and you do know yourself.
Yeah.
But here's all that you're missing, nigga. And like read this full blown list and see how this is supposed to be applied. Because some of the things that you're doing are really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you feel confident in that, because you are doing great there. And here's where you're fucking up.
Yeah.
And you're doing very poorly, and you will continue to do poorly if you don't acknowledge.
If you don't let go.
I'm not supposed to be rigid with my baby all the time. And you know this already. You love kids. You're really, really fun. Why are you so? Because I don't want to fuck up. I don't want to be a bad dad.
That's
nigga.
Your stuff. That's not your husband.
Let that go. She don't think these things.
She don't.
She does. She loves me.
Yes, she does.
She adores me.
She does.
And it's not for my rigidity.
It's not. Anything, she loves when you use your quiet voice.
She does. She loves when I use my gentle dad voice.
As she has said.
She has stated.
I love you the most when you don't use your powerful voice.
Hey, man, y'all ask these kids questions and be careful with the answers that you get.
Because they're going to tell you.
What did I ask her? I was like, what's something that you don't like about your life?
You were like, just know that you can always tell me if you don't like your life. And she was like, well, actually.
Yeah.
There are things.
That I don't like.
That I don't like.
You know that I really like pizza.
And grilled cheese and fruit. But you keep giving me other things that are not. Like this girl.
I'm like, well, Drew, that's okay. You know, there are some things that we're not gonna always love that we eat, but like you need variety and we need to have like balanced meals. We can't just live off pizza.
Like, this is why I don't like
all right,
my
nigga,
life.
So
you don't care that I like.
You ask the question and I answer it. I'm just trying to
let you know that these are the things I don't like about my life. Thank you, babe.
Thank you for listening.
My final thing.
Final thing.
I am happy that I did not know that I wasn't actually that good at communicating.
Oh, yeah. No,
I
terrible.
Thought that I was. I thought that I was good at communicating because I'm an English major, okay? I write stories.
Uh-huh.
I got the things. I'm in therapy.
You're really good at communicating feelings through that medium, especially through writing.
Yeah. Thanks. But I am not. But communication is not just saying how I feel.
Yeah.
Communication is also being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. It's admitting things that I want. It's admitting things that I don't like. Communication is telling the truth. Mm-hmm. I was not a very honest person before we got married.
It's just not how it came across before we got married.
I thought that either. I was. Because I was like, no, I'm telling
you. You were telling a version of a truth.
Yeah.
Which I was like,
I was telling the truth of the mask.
Yes.
The mask. I wasn't really displaying integrity in hindsight. And I didn't, and I was afraid to do that because I knew that if I was honest, I would lose people, mm-hmm. namely family members. Like, I was like, I can't do that. This is what you do. Like how you say you do right work. You do the things, you know, for family, for loved ones, for community, to not be abandoned or rejected.
You wear the mask.
You wear the mask. You do the things. Like, this is what you do to this family. Then mm-hmm. you realize, actually, that's not what you do.
It's actually better if you genuinely show up.
You're actually thinking too small. Mm-hmm. You're doing that small thing. You're going to the ocean asking for a puddle when you have the option to get the whole thing. Mm. And, you know. Shout out to ABL Abrams. That's a good. Anyway, what I'm saying is I'm happy that I didn't know that because it really would have broken my heart. Again, I would have been this whole all mine things. If I had known before, I would have panicked. I would not have known I was capable of enduring or experiencing these mm-hmm. things and living to tell the tale. And I would not have. And if not enduring like those shadow parts, I would not have all of like the light and the things that I have now, which would be heartbreaking to end up not experiencing the really, 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 really good part.
Can I say something?
Of life. Yes.
I love you. And there were times earlier in our relationship where I mourned the loss of the woman that you were mm-hmm. because of whatever we went through, loss of child, loss of job, like all these things, because I know how it affected you. Mm-hmm. But I'm extremely proud of the woman that you are.
Thanks.
Like, extremely. Because this person could easily be something completely different. It could have. It really could have. But the way you look at and take on these experiences, these lessons, it's like best case scenario. It's best case scenario.
Yeah.
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 You looked in the mirror and you took a breath and like, there's understanding. Mm-hmm. You could have looked in the mirror and broke been that. Like,
yeah. Like, and that's what I'm saying. We all yes. come to a crossroads where we all make a choice. Mm-hmm. Am I going to go down this path that everybody goes down? Or am I going to quit?
Unhappily.
Yeah. But it's comfortable. It's familiar. I know the things. I know what it is. You go to this family function and you act like this. Mm-hmm. And you can go in the car and you bitch and moan the whole time because you hated it. And mm-hmm. then you do it again in 2 mm-hmm. months for the next holiday. Or... Mm-hmm. You could avoid all of that and not do any of it. And so, yeah, that is communicating that, hey, to myself, this is what I want. I'm acknowledging that I hear you and I'm going to have the courage to do it. And if I had known that this was the case before we got married, especially how it affects us, like in terms of like, if I had known that, I would have been panicked. I would have been like, oh my God, this man thinks he's marrying someone who he is not marrying.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's mine.
Do you think that you're good at communicating now?
Yes. With humility, I think that I'm good at communicating. I say, with humility, I could always improve.
We always have room for improvement. That's not what I'm asking.
But I do think I'm good at communicating
now. You can say
like yesterday,
okay.
I was proud. Yesterday, yes.
Like go ahead, girl. Yeah. No, speak on it, girl.
Well, yeah, as y'all know, my sister, again, is in softball. Mm-hmm. And there was a game yesterday, but we had just learned about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had just learned about it. I was like, I'm all for going to the games, but I need to know in advance. But Mikey, we have different opinions about what advance is. And so he's just like...
We don't have different... I understand what you mean by advance. And I get it. And I think the exact same thing. I recognize this is last minute. This is not advanced.
Either way, mm-hmm. normally I would have been like...
You would have begrudgingly said... Yes. Or we would have gotten to an argument about why you don't want to.
Yeah. And I was just like, listen, I love Cheeks. That's my baby. But and I need to know way more in advance than this because I have not. My body is not in the we're going to a game.
And in communicating that, what was my response?
OK.
And did you hear that OK and think anything other than OK?
Well, let me tell you this. Even if I did, I don't think I did.
Even if you did. Go ahead. No,
but even if I did, I told myself. Even if you do, you're not going to change your mind. You're going to stand by what the fuck
stand
you said.
On it. You stood on the fact of the matter is this is where I am.
Yeah.
And that part is a part of your communication that was missing before.
Yeah, because I would change my mind.
You don't need to now continue to internalize and feel guilty and then try to find a reason to backtrack.
Are you? Yep. No, we're going to move on.
Instead, it was, hey, while I'm here, I'm going to do some shit.
Yeah.
Because that's fine. Yeah. That's okay. And that there's nothing wrong with
or
that at
not.
All.
I'm not going to do anything.
There's still shit that needs to get done. And you filled that gap because mm-hmm. that stuff needs to be handled, which again is appreciated because that's exactly what the fuck I would have done. Where again, we're doing the things that make sense for us.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing wrong with saying, no, I'm good. I'm good. Give me some more advance notice on the next one. Because I also had a really long day.
Yeah.
Because you did.
I did.
You did a lot of stuff. We did a lot of stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm like, look, man, I got an idea. I'm going to go tire this baby out. We're going to go get involved in some stuff.
And tired out she was.
And tired out she was. It's a team effort. And so, yeah, your communication, it's not just getting your message across. It's making sure that you're also receiving what's coming your way and mm-hmm. how you respond to what you receive. And so there have been times where I've been like, okay, and I'm trying to tell you, me saying okay literally means okay. Mm-hmm. There is nothing more that I mean behind this. I mean, it's okay. I understand and I receive your message. I don't need you to think or do anything outside of that. And you did. You was like, even if you did think about something else, it didn't matter. It did not matter because you recognized. I feel like maybe there's a little bit more trust here because she really just took it and it was okay. And nobody died.
Nobody died.
Came home. There was still the same affection.
Nobody died so far.
Nobody died so far. Anyway, I love you.
I love you.
Growth.
Finally, though, would we still get married if we knew this stuff?
You answer first.
I said earlier that I probably wouldn't. One of those things probably would have convinced me to run off. Mm-hmm. I think that was the Mountain Dew part. But in all honesty, I also think I probably would have been too arrogant to not get married. I would have been like, I hear what you're saying. And I heard that you said that it won't happen, that it can happen to anybody. But I'm not just anybody. Okay. So it's not, you know, I'm a good girl. God loves me. Nothing's going to happen to me. I'm fine. And I would have added all these things to my list of remember or like not to do. And to like keep me away from all this stuff, and would have absolutely positively experienced it anyway, but probably way more harshly. So again, very grateful in hindsight that the universe waited to the day of to tell me something was happening.
That's right.
Because I would have been like antsy and panicked. How about you? Would you still get married if you knew this stuff?
So I actually thought about this for real, and I wanted to give you a real answer. Why would you roll your eyes and shake your head?
Because so, I just read your answer.
Oh, yeah. All right. I wanted to give you a real one. So at one point in my life, there were two different Mikeys. And I asked this question and posed it to, if it was me before my motorcycle accident, no, I would not have gotten married.
Oh.
If it was me after my motorcycle accident, yes. I've had multiple near-death experiences, some of which I've talked about on this podcast, some of which I haven't, just because I don't know statute of limitations. no, like legally. And Paul, so what? I recognize that with all its difficulty, no matter what, I know who I was after, like sincerely when I hit that truck, mm-hmm. like it was very, very clear. Like here's who you are, nigga. I just want to be very clear on this. Mm-hmm. And that person could still handle this and has handled mm-hmm. this. The person before that would have fucked you up worse. Would have, with knowing this information, would have just tried to fit, like just do the most to make things fit in ways that they shouldn't have. And I don't know. I think maybe we would have like a bad breakup.
Yeah.
To where you wouldn't even be my friend no more, which would have made me
a loss.
You know, like, and that's not something I feel like grieving. You feel me? But
the one that got away.
Yeah. Other one. The other one that got away. Like, fuck. That would have been the start of it. This one got in. Fuck this one. That
because
one.
Because this one went away, you would have been like Life Jennings.
What you mean?
In one of the albums. Which one? Which? And don't he? Ain't he always mourning somebody who got
him? So fucked up. To summarize, Life Jennings' music is he the one that talk about the ones that got away.
Ain't he always
must be nice. Oh, shit. That is what that song is about.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
What if I told you? Like, it's always.
Would I have been life? You know, he did go to jail for a little bit. Dude.
Yeah, but you're dark skinned.
AOU. I could have still been. Thank you. Yes. Yes, I would. Yes. In this time, in the one timeline, for sure, I would have still gotten married.
Groot is looking at us like y'all are unhinged.
Maybe with more counseling, not with your aunt and uncle.
My
We would have took on therapy a lot earlier. Young nigga would have set some stricter boundaries with my mother and mother-in-law in order to preserve relationships.
I cannot stand you.
I would have approached more thinking sober. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Not hate you. Okay. Mikey, that was fun. Thank what? You. You're funny. Okay, engagement, y'all. Please tell us, what are some things you're glad you didn't know before you got married, before you got in big relationships?
And now that you know, how has it changed you and impacted your relationship?
Yes. Let us know, y'all. Shoot us an email at blackmailmarry@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098. Please leave a voicemail. We miss y'all voicemails. Come on. What's happening?
Yeah, I know. Tis about to be the season where we play some of them.
Right. Come on. Call us. We will not answer. It goes straight to voicemail for the people who be like, please don't answer. Because that be me.
However, I do want to do a live call at some point. And that is absolutely something that we're going to set up with our Patreon peoples.
Yeah. They've said, yeah. That will be a lot of fun.
That's going to be fun.
Or finally, y'all, hit us up on social media with your thoughts about this episode and with this question. Again, what are some things you're glad you didn't know? And now that you know, how has it changed or impacted you in your relationship?
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, because it's Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight.
Let's do it.
All right, sir.
Hey, wife. We just had such a beautiful conversation.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was good. It's good to see you on the mic. Look at you.
Look at you.
On your fancy sofa.
You know what I mean?
With your microphone.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so I love you.
I love you, too. It's a great place to start.
But my fight is...
Not but.
And, however...
Oh, okay.
My fight is...
What's up? What's the beef?
Your dog. Look at your dog.
He looking at you like you about to say some bullshit.
No, he
popped his head up like this.
He looked at me like
Randy, he's side eyeing you like you about to say some bullshit.
He looked at me like, you're doing this? Okay.
Exactly.
So my fight is,
all right, what's up?
I understand why you do the things you do.
Do you?
But
okay.
It makes me feel like I feel like a child when you do some of the things you do. I feel like Drew must feel. No, I don't even feel like Drew, because at least you be yelling at her. You don't be yelling, but you be like, Drew, why? You be asking questions. For instance, taking a shower, you know the lighting in our bathroom, it's not my favorite. I had on, and often I leave on both lights when I'm in the shower because it's brighter. And we don't have a window in our bathroom. We have a window everywhere else but the bathroom. You will often come in there and you'll do our talking thing. You ask me a question, I'll tell you whatever. You give me kids, all the things. It's great. And then you leave and you turn off one of the lights. And I'm like, but I purposely left on both these lights. So there's that. And then I'll have to get out the shower and turn the light back on. I don't understand why you did that, because I didn't ask you to do that. And then I'll be like, okay, Mike, hey, can you grab me that blue cup? And I haven't told you why I want specifically the blue cup. I've just asked you. So then you're like, I look up and you've given me the red cup. And I'm like, well, I asked for the blue cup. You were like, well, the red cup.
When did that happen?
It happens more often than you think.
I don't.
And I don't like notate it because I have a life, but I am telling you because it is one of my fights. And I'm like, why did you give me this cup? You're like, well, you're doing this and I think this cup has a better handle. And I'm like, well, I wanted the blue cup.
We've had that conversation before. I don't know that I've done anything like that since. That's why I'm
you have.
When have I given you something that you didn't specifically ask for? I've even stopped asking about why you wanted it.
Babe, I'm not saying you're doing it intentionally.
No, I'm just saying I'm trying to remember when.
This happens frequently. That's why it's a recent fight.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know why you do that. And I want you to stop doing that, because it makes me feel like I be feeling crazy. I'm like, wait, I asked for this, but he brought me this, or I'm doing this and he just did this and didn't even ask me. You just like, it's like, you didn't even ask me if the bedroom light is on, you'll turn the light off and leave. I'm like, well, no, I was using that light. And you're just like, you don't even like, it's weird. I'm like, what is he doing? You're not even saying words. You're not even like, hey, I'm about to cut this light off. You just do it. And I'm just like, sir, I'm still in here using this light. It's as if you may not know that the things that are happening around you that I'm doing are for a reason. And it feels weird when it happens, because it's like, I don't know that this is or I hadn't realized it's one of those instances where you had to be informed about why I do certain things. And again, I do not think this is conscious. I think you're thinking, like, when the bathroom light is on, or two, like, oh, you only need one light. And it's like, well, I leave on both because I don't like how dark it is in here when I'm in the shower. I think it gets dark. And I think the two lights work better when I'm in the shower.
All right, can I respond to you?
Yes.
All right, so the cup thing, I got irritated about while listening to you because, again, we had the conversation and it made perfect sense. One time you was asking for a specific cup. It was a cup that you use. And like I was like, no, I completely get it. I didn't know your reasoning, which I was like, well, you said you were doing this. And he was like, yeah, but I asked for this cup. And I was like, oh, well, but you said you were doing this. And this is like a mixing cup. So like, this will make more sense. We've already had that.
No, I'm not talking about that instance.
I'm saying like, yeah, we had it since then. That's why I was like, I don't remember a time where, other than, so we have like the to-go paper cups for coffee. And we weren't going anywhere. And you were like, I wanted to make some coffee. And I was like, I gave you like a mug or something. And you were like, well, I want to use the paper cup. I was like, but then we're not going to have no cups to go when it's time to go somewhere. And we have mugs for coffee. I think that's one of the only times. But like, again, that bled into the conversation we had before where you're not asking me for my opinion on the thing that you're using. You just wanted the thing. And so even though it don't make no sense logically to me, to me, it's a, you're wasting our to-go cups, which I also use when it's time to go. And then we're not going to have it anymore, which means we got to buy more. And like, that's where my mind goes, like on that trail. But like, again, and that conversation again ended with me like feeling and thinking. And the solution was like, stop trying to add my thought process to things, even if it sometimes it like bothered me because like you had like your reasons for it. And we, you know, we had that talk or whatever. And like, that had been like an ongoing thing. But the light thing, that is subconscious. That is 100% subconscious because Drew just did it the other day. Drew was in the bathroom and I had her in the bathtub and she had both the lights on. Like, we have one light and then one that's a light and a fan. She wasn't using the bathroom.
She likes both lights.
She wasn't on the toilet. So I'm like, so I turned off one and like had the lights on. She was like, can you turn the light back on? I was like, oh, like the fan is going and you have like multiple lights. She was like, I'm not going to get cold because of the fan. Like, it's fine. I was like, all right. My thought process. Nobody's asked. I don't know if anybody cares. Or if it's factored into any of y'all thought processes when y'all are thinking what it is that you're thinking, right? Like, you're thinking, I like more light. I'm thinking light bill.
The light bill is going to say the same because of the flat bill rate we've signed up for.
Got it. So here's the thing. In my mind, again, because of how I was raised, how I was conditioned, which we've learned since we've been together, we've been raised two completely different ways. When you are poor and you grow up how I grew up, you just don't leave on lights. You don't leave things running unless you're using it. And so when I come into the room and I can remember a specific time where you had the ceiling light on, you had a lamp on in your room and you had a book light over the book that you were reading. I was like, either she didn't get out of bed to turn his light off or whatever the case may be. But either way, if we're not using a light, I turn it off. And so when I'm leaving the room, oh, she obviously has the fan going. So I leave the fan on and I would hit the light just because no one in here is using this main light. And he'd be like, oh, I'm using that. I was like, how are you using?
Well, the book light is only as good as...
In my mind, she has a book light aimed right at her book. She has the lamp in the room at her desk where she's not sitting. I was like, maybe she just wanted light in the room. And that's the reason. So I'll be like, all right, there's a lamp on in the room. That light is still giving light to the room. And she can read her book, obviously, because there's a light directly on it. And you'd be like, can you turn the light back on? I was using that. I just turned it back on. But I'm like,
when in
my
doubt,
mind, again, it's...
I think it's better if you just ask. Hey, I noticed that this thing is on. Do you need this light? Like, and that happens. We'll be like, hey, you need this thing? It's still sitting here. Oh, no, can you throw it away? Hey, do you need this? It's still on. Did you realize you left it on? Oh, actually, no. Sorry, my bad. Like, that's...
So from your perspective, I could ask.
Yeah, because you're... Because...
And from my perspective...
Because it's not, I understand that like there are lots of ways and things also that we get triggered and all these things. But what I'm saying is in our bathrooms, both our bathrooms, they have these two lights in here for a fucking reason. Don't fucking know why. And since we've been here, these lights have not been, our bill hasn't been high because we aren't egregious. Like we aren't irresponsible and we aren't in the bathroom or taking baths for hours on end. And it's been working. We've been here and the bill's been the same, especially since we signed up for that thing that they offered. And it's okay. And that's all I'm thinking. It's like, oh, it's okay. It's my bathroom. We pay rent. The bill is always paid.
And so while you're thinking is it's okay, my thinking still remains and is just, it's my way of thinking.
I understand that.
You asked me what I was thinking and you wanted to know why. And my explanation still remains the same and still holds true that it's wasteful. It's just it's a. It's
I don't
a,
think
like,
it's wasteful for us like to
using energy. Even though we pay a flat rate, we're just using a lot of energy that's not necessary. Is how you, again.
But there's a reason why me and your daughter both like it. To me, it's too dark. I don't know. It's not anybody's fault but this apartment. But like, I don't understand why the bigger light is actually brighter, but it's no light by the sink. Like, it's weird. It's weird. It's like it's two different rooms. I don't understand it. I don't know why it happens, but I understand why she does it, because a big light gives you more light over this tub, mm-hmm. which makes it not feel so dark and shadowy. But then you have no light by the sink, which is weird.
In my thinking and my understanding of it is, if you're at the sink, you have the light by the sink. And if you're in the shower, there's a light by the shower, which is why they make it like that. Like, and that to me makes perfect sense.
So
one light works the fan in the sink, because when you're using the bathroom, you then get up and wash your hands. That's why there's a light right there. And the other one is over by the tub. So whenever I hit these lights subconsciously, it's like, you're in the tub. You're clearly not on the toilet or brushing your teeth. And so that's why you would just have a light right there. But again, you're saying that's just my way of thinking, and me thinking that is wasteful is just my way of thinking, and just let it be, right?
Well,
just
no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that could be communicated, that's how you feel.
It has been.
Okay, and I've told, and then there's evidence. Hey, you may also feel still that it's wasteful, but it is not impacting. We can look at whether we pay a bill, flat bill or not. They also show us our energy usage. We can see what's causing energy. We can see what it is, and everything's pretty leveled. And I'm happy to go through that with you.
No,
what I'm saying, ultimately, my fight is, just as you have reasons and things, I have reasons and things, and you may think my reasons are wasteful, and I think your reasons for doing something is, I don't know, making me feel like a child. You know, we have our things. That's fine. We can like work through that. So, what I'm saying is, my fight is to assume positive intention, or to assume that I am doing something for a reason. And if I am not, then you can be like, hey, oh, I forgot this. Because that happens with us.
I'm hearing multiple fights. What about what I've done or said or expressed is making you feel like a child? And what?
Because it's not, it's assuming that, for instance, as a child, you're being wasteful. Well, like, no, I'm not. I'm the one when you ask.
In your opinion, you're not.
I am not. Because okay. When it comes down to paying the bills, you send the money and I let you know when things are due, and I am looking at these things, a flat rate bill or not, I am always trying to find ways, as you have also pointed out, to make our lives easier and stay on top of things and to
make
sure.
My question to that, and again, this is just my logic, and I just want to know, if we're using electricity or a lot of electricity and we don't need it, because you just expressed you don't need the extra light. You just like that it's brighter in here is what I'm saying. It's the need and want and prefer.
Yes, and it's our house and it's our place. And I want to be able to turn on my.
Is all right. So we're raising a child, and I'm in raising a child. There are certain things and ways that it comes across. We're like, hey, don't leave the water running because it's wasteful. Don't leave lights on in rooms that you're not in because it's wasteful. Like these things matter.
But we're in these rooms, and I want to leave the.
I'm saying conceptually, and this is just my thinking. And like, you are more than welcome to tell me that it just doesn't make sense. I don't think that this is just me that thinks this,
babe. What I'm saying is, we all know, or we all act and do, when Drew's not in her room, we both are like, hey, you're not in your room, turn the light off. You're not watching your TV, turn your TV off. Yes, because it doesn't make any sense. But I am in these rooms, and whether you like it or not is not relevant if I am in the room.
It's only relevant that you like it, even if conceptually having on all of these lights is considered wasteful, is what I'm saying.
And I am saying it may be considered wasteful, but the evidence shows that it is not.
Because we play a flat rate, but we're still using a lot of energy, is what I'm saying.
Rate. When we go to the Georgia Power site and I pull it up, they show you your usage.
Yes.
And the usage.
What I'm saying is if the lights are used less, then that means that we have less usage. Yes.
What?
If the lights are used less, we have less usage. Right.
Yes, but what I'm saying is,
when they're used more, there's more usage.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, why is the usage, perceived usage, considered what is the?
To me, and my understanding of, I'm gonna answer my understanding of it is that it's wasteful if you're using more than you need. Again, this goes back to how growing up and raised. You could put it on the fact that I come from an immigrant family, and we only use what we need, not just what we want just because. And so you having on excessive lights reads as, hey, I don't need all these things. I may like all of this stuff in here, but no one's at your desk. That light not even aimed over here. The ambient light from it literally isn't affecting you, and you have a light aimed over the book that you're reading.
And I think it's fair to be like, hey, are you using this light? But for instance, we keep our oven light on all the time because mm-hmm. it's a light, and mm-hmm. we use it or not, and it doesn't. And I'm looking at the thing right now, and we actually have been doing great for the past 3 months, and it's been literally leveled mm-hmm. and basic. And what I'm saying is, ultimately, my fight is I have the light on. I don't think it's wasteful. I'm doing it for a reason. And when I get out, I always cut off a light. You don't always know that, though, because obviously you're not coming in and out the bathroom while I'm showering. Drew, as soon as we leave, lights go off. When she goes in there and brush her teeth, one light is on. Like, we have a system, and the system seems to be working. You don't always agree with that, it seems.
I think it that appears. Part of what you're missing is that within the system, maybe you don't recognize it, but there have been times where the lights have been on and you haven't been in the room, or Drew has left the light on the bathroom and I turned
and
it
that's
off.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but you're saying that there's a system and that the things have been fine. I'm saying part of that has been me doing shit.
But what I'm saying is my fight is not about the times where they're accidentally left on or left on in the room. I'm saying about my literal fight was I am currently in the room.
It makes you feel like a child when I do it and don't say anything.
Right. Without even, okay. Hey, did you mean to leave this on? Because if it's something that's on your mind, then express it. Oh, yeah. Hey, no, I'm using that because, okay. And then you just go.
Okay.
So are you fighting or flying?
I think I fought. I hear you.
You hear me, but you fought.
Yes.
Okay.
And so to you, solution. Just ask. Ask if I, because you said in the past that me asking you has made you feel small or stupid or dumb sometimes as a child. When I ask, like, hey, is there a reason why this or this? Assume, like, start off and assume a positive intention first, which, again, fair. But, like, I hear you. Ultimately, ask before I turn off a light, or ask if you meant to leave on multiple lights, or if you are using something, or instead of just doing.
Yep. That's it.
The larger piece that I wanted to address, just because I don't know what to do with it, and it bothers me that you articulate this, is the making you feel like a child part. I don't know what you mean by that or how to help with that.
Just assume that as an adult, I'm also thinking of things, and that I am not trying to irritate you or to be wasteful, nor do I think it is, or I would not have done it or do it. But we are in here. And when I pay the bills and I see that we're doing really well, flat rate or not, we're leveled even more than we were when we were paying, when the bill was going up and down. And it's like, okay. And if anything, when the bill does go up, it's because of this air, because it's been hot as shit. But what I'm saying is I don't think I'm wasteful. I think I make mistakes and I have accidents just like you do. And that sometimes I leave the room, forget that I turn the light off. Okay, that's a great thing. Turn the light off. But when I'm in the bathroom and I'm in the room and I have the big light on, because that's a very intentional thing to do, there's a reason that I'm using it, even if it looks like to you that there is not. And all I'm saying is there is a reason.
Okay.
And for Drew being 5, she just be doing any fucking thing. We ask her, she'd be like, I don't know, because I'm a superhero. That's different. I'm not saying you're meaning to be mean. I'm not saying you're a bad person or man. I'm not saying that there's something wrong with you. I'm just saying that it makes me feel weird when I'm taking a shower and a light goes off and it feels dark, because I don't like being in what I perceive as dark spaces or shadowy spaces, which, you know, because I've always had a nightlight, and that just started changing because we have a room with a door. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I love you.
I love you.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I am also okay, if you were wondering. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. PDA. All right, that was a thing. So let's give some, let's do a palate cleanser.
Okay.
But I'm punch. My PDA. Is that not supposed?
I don't know that's how palate cleansers are announced.
Yeah, I think
with the drum roll.
I don't think that was a drum roll. Okay, my PDA is hot stuff. I am loving you and this. I mean, you always wear your gold chain, but I don't know what it is about you wearing your gold chain in this day of age.
I'm just not taking it off right now.
But it's been so hot. I don't know what it is. It literally is driving me crazy.
I have entered my middle-aged Guyanese man phase.
It is driving me crazy to see you walking around
my belly big, my
dark chocolate skin in this gold change, especially when you hang over me. Like, what? I be feeling, you look great. I know you've been feeling lots of ways lately, but you're hot. Also, I want to thank you because I am getting into things that I will talk about later, and you are helping me because it's in your industry. And we did a class yesterday, and it was a lot of fun to like work with you. And we've just been doing a lot of couple things, and we've been playing It Takes Two. You've been very gracious with me, though. You know, when we're gaming, I love how we all game, because when we're doing when almost always somebody on the outside watching us game. So like if it's me and you, Drew's watching. If it's you, if me and Drew are watching. If it's me, Drew. Mm-hmm. You're, so like we're big coaches. We're just like, come on, why are you doing that? Shoot them, kill them. Like, it's just like, or, you know, and Drew be like, you're doing, you know, like, oh, so I'm not, you know, like it's, but I like that we all, but it doesn't make us less of confident or thing. It kind of like amps us up. So anyway, you've been really gracious with me with this It Takes Two, because I am still getting used to, as y'all know, I'm not really a gamer until this year. Okay, your girl is getting better at things, and I am playing a lot better now that I have finished Hogwarts twice. And but the controllers and stuff, it's a thing. You as a man have been playing, because boys are allowed to play more in life, you know, back when we were growing up. You've been playing these games all your life, and so you have just a better handle on the controllers and the things. And I'd be thinking, you'd be like, stop thinking, just jump. And I'm like, ah, but wait, jump now. And it's just the whole thing. And sometimes I'd be dying over and over again for like 10 minutes before we can move on. And I just appreciate you. I just appreciate you still sticking with me, because it takes two and we can't complete the game without both of us.
I love you.
So yeah, I've just been having a lot of fun with you, and I just want to let you know that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It has been fun.
Yeah.
Actually, which is why I can be patient. You're figuring it out. You're learning. And that's honestly part of like starting the game for the first time. Sometimes you get that cousin that like will help you and let you play Super Mario with them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have the one to say, don't touch my shit.
Oh, put it on the play mode, like the fake mode.
Yeah.
So this whole time we thought we was playing Mario. Yeah.
On the point of learning it. And you recently saw a video that shows why it's important to learn
Mario.
Super Mario when you start playing it, right? But yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I have a lot of things to highlight, but I'm spread this over the next couple of episodes. The thing that just stands out the most to me that I just want to let you know right now in front of the world, whoever's listening, is that you have committed to 100 days, your 100 day challenge of being active and working out. And I believe you're 30 days in.
This is day 31.
Yes. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Because you've stuck with it. And it's not been bullshit activity, no, by the way. And it's been a variety. You've mixed it up. We went to the Sky Zone, which was really fucking fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Jumping on trampolines. We are the parents that don't care about looking goofy and playing with our kid while everybody's sitting in these massage chairs and shit.
Right. We should have been doing that.
At one point, I saw you consider sitting down.
I really looked.
And then you was like, nah, I'm gonna fall in this pit. And I was just like, I saw the kid in you come out again. Like, I've known you for a very long time, and there's a certain way that Randy, that happy Randy smiles, there's a certain way that happy Randy talks, there's a certain way that joyful Randy expresses herself, and there's just been a lot more of that. And I see Drew sees it, and obviously I see it, and all we're trying to do is just extend it, feed into it,
yeah,
create more situations where we can enjoy it. But it's like you woke up. That's how you've been acting recently, and you are trying to do nice things for yourself, and you're taking care of yourself in a way that you haven't in a while, and it looks good on you.
Thanks.
It does. The hair is growing.
It is.
It's flowing. It's pullable. All the things that I need it to be. we almost back at like rope length real soon.
Okay, I stand you.
I can grab a bunch. Solid ponytail. Well, no, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And you're not stopping.
Nope.
You're actually looking for more shit to do, which is that's a sign. That's a telltale sign right there. And so when I told you when you started this challenge that you would be able to do the shit no problem, I was not being sarcastic. I meant it. And you are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Yeah. So no, ain't gonna do with you being a wife or a mother with this PDA. I see you working really hard and doing shit, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Close. Closing call to action. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman.
All episodes of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast are edited by Randy Chapman of at The Wordy Productions.
The Wordy Productions, a podcast management company.
Still out here doing big things.
Yeah. We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and all the other ones that I'm not supposed to say. Favorite shipper podcast services. Rate us 5 stars.
5 stars. Y'all know the deal.
And review us. The Black Women Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles.
Details in our show notes. She also has like some merch, some new merch for little black kids, and little brown boys and girls. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. We're going to try to make sure that we put the links out there as well. Yeah. Really nice shit.
Yeah. We got the book. Drew keeps saying, that's me.
Because there's a little girl in it that looks like her.
No, the cover.
Yeah.
She says the cover is her.
It looks like her.
And so Drew has started. She is also, Mike, you don't know this, but Drew changed her ABC Mouse character to a black girl.
There we go.
Skin, because Drew had her very Asian looking. And I was just like, Drew, that's not what you look like. And she was like, but she's pretty. And now she looks like her. Because she was stressing me out. I was stressed.
Yeah, there was a while when she was what, 3 or 4, where we go to the Barbie aisle. And I'd be like, which one are you gonna pick?
Yeah, like you can get
whatever you want,
but like, what is your?
But I'm telling you right now, if you pick up that white one, we also gonna get a black one.
She has a healthy mix.
She does diversity.
She changed her thing all on her own. I didn't even know. She's like, look, mom, and I was like, she's actually very pretty. Okay. To hang out with us and support our work as independent creators, y'all, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
Or if you don't want to search that, go to patreon.com and then search Black Millennial Marriage. And y'all know our faces. We the cute ones.
There you'll get access to our Discord channel, which is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Unedited, edited, and ad-free episodes, Zoom meetings with us, and more.
We are a welcoming family, so please come join.
Chosen family.
You never actually regret leaving the fucking conversations that we have.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on X, we are
Twitter, we are @_thechat.
Didn't he rename his shit?
Who is he?
Ellen.
I know who you're talking about. That's not his name. It's not how you pronounce
Ellen.
It. It's Elon.
Alon.
Thank you for listening, y'all. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
When you get 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get up in the moon? I don't know what.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.